Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, now covering football on ESPN, part of the Get Up crew in the mornings when they talk football. He joins us now. And Dan, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Good.
Great, thanks. Let's start with this. You're a quarterback. How many, when you look at this year's draft, how many legit NFL quarterbacks do you see?
I see one that I feel really, really good about. That's Kyler Murray. I see one guy that just the mental traits, the athletic traits, the physical traits, the arm, the ability to make throws, all those things. See one guy that makes me go, wow, okay, that is there. And there's probably two or three guys that have a lot of things in their game that you like that for a reason of maybe lack of, you know, kind of starts or curiosity with the kind of offense that he ran or not being able to spend a ton of time with those players or maybe some physical limitations that make me go, okay, these guys have a chance to be good. They're really good, but they're going to need a little bit more help around them or structure or coaching than maybe a Kyler Murray does.
Now, I kind of like Haskins. I think watching their workouts, I thought Haskins' workout was better than Murray's, but I was not that impressed with Locke's workout, and his accuracy kind of concerns me a little bit.
I really, really, really like Dwayne Haskins. For me, the quarterbacking certainly looks different nowadays than it did 15, 20, 25 years ago, but it's still based in the same stuff. You still have to be able to think and think really well and really quickly, and you still have to be able to throw. And he throws it really, really special. He's very intelligent. Like, he's going to be able to step in, run NFL offenses, make checks at the line of scrimmage, get in and out of plays, change protections, understand defenses. That's going to be his strength. The downside or the flaw or the wart, which is important to figure out with these guys, is, yes, he's only a one-year starter. That does matter in some ways. How much was he exposed to? We don't necessarily have seen so much volume of his that go, okay, we have a really good idea of who this guy is. So that is a real thing. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's a question. The fact that there's some stretches, and again, I really like Dwayne Haskins. There's some stretches where he doesn't show up in games. In some moments where he's just not throwing the ball real well, not getting through progress, just not having a huge impact on games. I'd have some questions about that. He was surrounded by a ton of talent. I'm not holding that against him, but there's some questions of what can he be if he's not surrounded by two potential first-round receivers. And then, listen, this is the case for a lot of quarterbacks, but when he was forced to move, get off his landmark in the pocket or there's some pressure or whatnot, the accuracy fell off. It seemed like he addressed that in pro day, but that's different than game. I'd have to, and a lot of guys that happens the case with, but I'd have to look at that. You know, I really like Drew Locke, very talented. My biggest thing with Drew Locke is this. The offense that he played at Missouri was so boring. It was so run-pass option-based. I have no idea how smart he is. I have no idea if he knows protections, if he knows coverages, if he knows defense. I just don't know because they didn't ask him to do a lot.
Now, Dan, Josh Rosen, did you like him last year coming out? And if you did or didn't, what do you see different now? And if you were a GM of a team, would you trade for him?
I really liked Josh Rosen last year. I was under, you know, like for me, he played with outstanding rhythm. Like the rhythm that he had in his drop, in his delivery, his movement in the pocket, avoiding the rush was outstanding. It was very Matt Ryan-ish like to me. I don't need to tell everybody how smart he is. Everyone knows he's a brilliant quarterback. The thing that's fascinating to me is we've heard since he's coming to the NFL two things. This guy throws it with some of the best we've ever seen, just natural throw, throws it some of the best we've ever seen. He's got one of the best quarterback minds that we've ever been around. That's come from people who are in the NFL who have said that since he's come to the NFL. That matters to me. Like, okay, like, you know, that's some high praise. You know, to get any type of assessment or gauge on Josh Rosen last year is a waste of time. He played more top 15 defenses than any rookie quarterback in the NFL. He played less really bad defenses than any rookie quarterback in the NFL. Like the worst run game, the worst offensive line, and a really bad, one of the top, the bottom five defenses in the NFL. So, like, to gauge what he is in the NFL is you got to go back to college. If I'm a general manager and I need a quarterback, I will gladly trade a second-round pick for him. Depending on where my first-round pick is, it's a very real conversation for me to go and trade for him, absolutely.
Would it have scared you, though, what Jim Mora had said, you know, no leadership, you know, kind of his own guy and all that? You know what, the thing that when I watched film on him, Dan, what I thought was he reminded me he kind of was mechanical in my mind, and he kind of reminded me of the kid that went to every camp, quarterback camp, growing up, and it was like, it was almost like paint by the numbers. You could see him 1, 2, 3, raise my arm, step, throw. That's when I watch film, that's what I thought of when I first saw him.
Yeah, he's very refined. I don't see that as a knock, though. You know, when I look at Andrew Luck, he's really refined, too. When I look at Carson Palmer, he was a really refined player as well, very structurally made, almost robotic in a way. You do have to go, okay, can this guy do things off script? Does he have the ability to do things a little bit imperfect? I believe he does. He's much better in the pocket than people say he is. He's a much better athlete than people think he is. So I don't have those concerns of, oh, he seems to be really efficient with his movements. I just believe that I have a higher starting point for him than that. I don't get that. I know some guys who played with him in Arizona, and they said, yeah, he certainly has interests outside of football. I know a lot of guys who do. I don't see that as this massive issue. Certainly is something that I've got to figure out. The lack of leadership, I didn't hear Jim Mora say that. I know Jim Mora kind of talked about, you know, you've got to really be there with him because he wants to know why. I will say this. For anyone to go back and look at what happened in Arizona and go like, you know, guys didn't really rally around him. They were 3-13. No one's rallying around anybody. I've been around bad football teams that had good leaders. At some point, guys are just on their own thing. And that's the unfortunate reality of pro sports. But I don't find the flaws or the concerns in his game like some other people do.
Talking to ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, it's Vinny and Haney here on a Wednesday. Ken Wyman sitting in. Dan, everybody's in love with the Cleveland Browns right now, and on paper they look really good. Do you love them as much as others? Are they the team to beat in the AFC North?
Heck yeah. That's a really, really good, talented football team right now. And I know, number one, people go, you know, championships or, you know, games aren't won on paper. I'm aware of that, but you can say that for 32 teams, you know, like Bill Belichick says, every year is a new year. And, you know, part of our jobs is to talk about what the expectations are for teams in April off what they put together on paper and maybe what happened last year or the year before. But the Patriots, they look like a good football team on paper. The Baltimore Ravens, the Steelers, they've got some unquestioned, like, everyone's going to go, the Baltimore Ravens have some questions on paper, yeah. And just like their coach said, we'll find out. But there's some questions on that football team at the wide receiver. Right now, on paper, they're not really good at wide receiver. No. Right now, on paper, they've lost some production and leadership off the defense. But for the Browns, I don't necessarily get, like, yes, they've individually performed well, Odell and Jarvis Landry and whatnot. I just know that this team's going to be really difficult to defend offensively because who do you take away? How do you take them? Like, they can run the ball, they can throw the ball. They can throw the ball deep, they can throw the ball for completion. So, like, they're going to be incredibly difficult to stop on offense. And everyone goes, oh, the defense was bad last year. Well, what people don't understand is, one, they've added two really important pieces, Olivier Vernon and Sheldon Richardson. Olivier Vernon is going to be a better player. He will be better in Cleveland than he was in New York because he didn't have Myles Garrett. And this team is going to play with leads. This offense is going to score. And now this defensive line with Myles Garrett, Olivier Vernon, and Sheldon Richardson is going to go on the attack. And that's going to help this defense. So, you know, Baltimore's got some questions. Pittsburgh's got some questions. Cincinnati's restarting. So I'm a big fan of what the Browns have done.
Now, Dan, in the draft, do you think this is a good receiver draft? And what did you think of DK Metcalf? Because there's mention of him and the Ravens if they were to stay at 22.
Yeah, it's a good receiver draft. It's a good tight end draft. Obviously, Baltimore doesn't need a tight end.
Nope.
I'm not on the DK Metcalf train.
Me either.
I hope I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
From all accounts, he's a great kid. The workout warrior is still very relevant in my mind. The workout doesn't match up on tape. You don't see 6'3", 230-pound, 4'4", domination play after play after play that you saw in the workout. And so I've seen so many guys become these workout legends, and then they get drafted off the potential, and then they don't become what they should become or what the athleticism says they should become. I've got concerns with his health. He missed games. That would be a question I've got to answer. I like his teammate far better. Yep. I like A.J. Brown. To me, A.J. Brown is Juju Smith-Schuster. The skill set, the production, the strength, the hand-eye coordination, the suddenness, the bottom half, the lower half strength that he has, I like A.J. Brown.
Stan Orlovsky, you can catch him on ESPN. Dan, as always, appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yep,
appreciate it. He like you, he doesn't like DK Metcalf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.